Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Time every Wednesday afternoon, I don't want to hear about the doom and gloom. I only want to hear about the positive, happy, the good news, the great stories that have been happening across the world. And News Talk's Laura Donnelly is with me to, well, put a smile on her face, Laura.
Of course. Yeah. There's loads to be happy about this week, thankfully.
The weather.
Yes.
Incredible.
We deserved it. We needed it. It's been a bit grim, but we won't dwell on that.
No, we won't. But speaking of it not being grim, it has been probably one of the best days ever for this guy.
Is in second place to Giorgio Palfaneri, but he goes for gold. 25 metres to swim from Daniel Wifford, but here comes Fink in lane two, past Palfaneri. Has he got enough to get up and retain his title? I don't think so. It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland. In lane number four, Daniel Wifford strikes.
Yeah, we were only talking, Laura, about Daniel Wifford a few moments ago with his coach and team leader, but what a successful evening.
I know, we will never get sick of listening to that clip. Like, I still have got shivers there listening to it, because I know the commentator was saying at the beginning, like, he's likely to put in a good stint in the second part of the race, but like, we couldn't hope or believe that until it actually happened. But it was stunning to watch. I loved his interview afterwards. Like, I love when they show like emotion and what it means to them. So like, he started off by saying, oh, Daniel Wifford, Olympic champion, like, as cool as a breeze. And I just thought that was brilliant. And much like Mona McSherry the day before, like, I want to see that it's affected them. Like, they're excited. They're saying, I'm just from this small town and look at me, this could be you. Like, I don't want to see someone composed after winning a medal. I want tears, laughter, crying, you know, all of that. And
like,
it was just gorgeous.
It's been an unbelievable couple of days. The Croke Park Seagull. I love this story.
So do I. The star of Sunday's match, obviously Armagh as well, but the Croke Park Gull, we have an update. They are doing well. So the Gull was on the pitch for about 20 minutes during the Galway.
I watched the match. I saw it.
Yes. And someone came on, rescued it, and it was transported to Kildare Wildlife Rescue. Going to be released back into the wild shortly. So it had a wing injury, so it's taken off the pitch. And Dan Donaher from Kildare Wildlife Rescue says it's now doing well. Brought to the centre, was checked over, was given some fluids and some painkillers and was a bit shocked, but recovering well and going to be released back in a couple of days. And they're saying, like, a lot of people on social media were very concerned, but look, it's good that it happened there. He was in the spotlight.
Yeah. They want 80,000, you know, in the stadium looking at him.
No wonder he's shocked, but at least it wasn't somewhere remote and nobody knew about
that's
it
very
and
true.
He's got the care.
That's why he was roaming around the pitch in the middle of the All-Ireland final, the Seagull, because he was injured.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wouldn't have known about it otherwise. And he's getting good care. A lot of people on social media also wondering if they have a name. And the Wildlife Centre is saying they don't. But surely it should be something related to Sam
McGuire. It has to be something to do with Armagh.
Yeah, Armagh can pick a name. Yeah. Like, do something, to name it. Absolutely.
Call him Geezer, maybe.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start that.
Yeah, the Croke Park Gull. I loved as well, just on that, you know, even the Sunday game after that night, all of the different
the graphics
where the seagull was
sort
of inserted.
Yeah.
There's still even images in social media today on Instagram, you know, people celebrating in Armagh. The seagull is just there in every picture.
Look, he's having his moment of glory.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people are heading to this weekend. Together now. This weekend.
And I know we won't dwell on the weather, but it's going to be good this weekend, because you might remember last year was a bit of a washout.
There was
a weather warning, and there was also advice from the organisers at one point to stay in your tents. But it's going to be good this weekend. Sunny, highs of 24 one of the days. There's a risk of light rain at some point, but not too bad. A little bit of rain on Sunday, but that's the last day of it. So if you get to Sunday and
your stuff is not destroyed
and your tent is fine, you don't need to worry about that.
Have you been to All Together? there now?
I haven't actually, no, but I hear it's a lovely one. And yeah. like, there's also, as well as the music we heard there, like there's comedy as well, which is becoming quite a big thing at yeah. festivals. So like there's the National, the Prodigy, Roisin Murphy, Natasha Bedingfield, Eliza Rose, Dublin Gospel Choir. I've seen them at many yeah. festivals. They're actually really good.
The Gospel Choir and Natasha Bedingfield would probably be the only two there I'd have an interest in.
I highly recommend the Gospel Choir. I've seen them before. They're brilliant. And then there's like Ard O'Hanlon, Tommy Tiernan, Emma Doran, in the comedy lineup. And early access ticket holders can get in from tomorrow. And like, if you're camping, that is kind of advised
yeah,
because
you want to get a good spot.
You don't want to be on top of your neighbours. You don't want to be near like a busy thoroughfare where there's lots of people walking by, and you definitely do not want to be near the toilets.
Absolutely not. Particularly imagine in this good weather,
yes.
camping beside the loo.
By day three, absolutely not. Avoid at all costs.
No.
Listen to us.
This might be some good news. And well, I'm sure commuters are probably happy about this story.
Yesterday, we just got approval for the Dart West, which will dramatically enhance. We're going to double the Dart services. And that starts yesterday, where we've got the planning permission. Now we go to build in terms of upgrading the line to Maynooth, upgrading up to Dunboyne.
Yeah, Eamon Ryan, from the Green Party, of course, talking about the ambitious rail plans.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot in this, so I won't get through all of them, but there's 32 recommendations. And one of them is allowing top speeds of 200 kilometres on the big routes, Dublin, Belfast, Cork, Limerick, Galway. So that will make it then faster than going by car. Other things are at least hourly services between cities and every 2 hours on regional routes, more direct services between the west and the south coasts, a reinstatement of the Western Rail Corridor, South Wexford railway line to be extended, and additional capacity on others and new routes. It's going to cost around 37 billion, and they're looking at having this in place by 2050. I'm not sure I'll be commuting in by then, but there's lots in it. And look, it's positive.
Yeah.
You know, if your train journey is going to be shortened, we'll take it.
Yeah, as long as it's not going to be take the length of time of the
metro.
But anyway, we're only talking about positive.
Yes.
It's only good news. I don't want to hear anything negative. This Monaghan farmer that's playing matchmaker with a kind of an unusual way.
Yes. I love it. He uses the snails for skincare, and the County Monaghan snail farmer is attempting to help them also find love. So he harvests the snail slime. This is Kieran Corley in Scotstown in Monaghan for skincare products, but he also gives the snails a chance to find a mate. So they won't always find their perfect partner on the first attempt. So he then separates out the single snails, not yet in a pair, at the end of the breeding season.
How does he know they're single?
He keeps an eye on them, Andrea.
Right.
He collects around 10% of the snails who haven't been lucky in love and places them in a separate enclosure set aside for snails, which is really cute. Not so cute as the details of their courtship. Lasts approximately 24 hours. And during that time, they'll slither all over each other until they decide if they're a match. And after that, they will find a partner at that point. But if they don't, all is not lost. They're placed into hibernation for the next season. And good news for us, these are used to make skincare products, including retinol, which...
Yeah, I'm interested in this part now. Whatever about the snails finding love, the slime is used in retinol.
In retinol, hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, glycolic acid, collagen.
Is that what I'm rubbing on my face?
Yes, so thank these snails. Yes.
This is like, my mind is blown between this and, you know, the salmon sperm facials.
Yes.
You heard about this?
I've heard about it. I'm not sure I can get them. Do you use it?
No, I haven't. But I'm fascinated.
Yeah, well, this is the backstory. So, like, we don't know what goes on in getting these products from here, from there to, you know, our bathrooms or whatever.
How are they getting the salmon sperm?
And our skin, but we thank them
for
it.
We'll have to find out. Just finally, you are telling us about this weight loss drug and Alzheimer's.
Yes, so it's a weight loss drug which could slow the loss of brain volume in people with Alzheimer's. So obviously they were testing it in relation to diabetes, but sort of a surprise coincidence was that it actually helped in relation to Alzheimer's. So 18% of people had an improvement in Alzheimer's and memory loss. So they're saying here that they're being able to repurpose drugs already licensed for other health conditions could help accelerate. So as I said, they're going to need much larger studies to look into the effects on Alzheimer's because it was a weight loss drug, but it seems to have been a happy coincidence testing it for one thing and they found a result in another aspect of health.
Okay. Listen, Laura Donnelly, thanks a million for joining us here to bring us a little bit of good, happy, the positive news that's been happening across the world.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.